Tonight's Shir and Siman Reish Ayin Dalad. We are up to Sif Dalad, page Nun Dalad, the page after 106. We're up to the last line in Siman Reish Ayin Dalad. Seuda Zu. This Seuda, the Friday night Seuda, Vishal Shachris, and the Shabbos morning Seuda, Yevshar La'asosum below Pas. You cannot have these Seudos without bread. The Mishabura says in Sifkot and Tes, Ratzalom Rafilu Ladas HaMekilim L'Kamon B'Simen Reish Tadi Aleph Sifhei L'Inyan Seuda Shlishis. Even according to the lenient opinion later on that says when it comes to Shal Shudas, She'ein Tzarech La'asosu Dafka B'Pas, that you don't have to make that Seuda Dafka with bread. Be'elu Shtei Seudos Modu Kuli Alma. Everyone agrees when it comes to the first two Seudos of Shabbos that you require to have bread, to him Iker Kavod HaShabbos. They are the Iker Kavod Shabbos. You need to have two sudas of pas. Shal Shudas already is a machlokas. Im yesh lo ones she'eino yochel l'kayim sudas arvis. If you have some kind of ones that you're unable to eat the suda Friday night, yitche ha-suda ad l'mochar, you should push off the suda till the next day. Sheyochal shalosh seudos bayom, you should have three seudos the next day. Uvilvat sheyekadesh balayla, but at least you should make kiddush at night. Veyochal miyod achar hakiddush kezayis mechameshes haminim, and you should eat immediately after kiddush a kezayis of mizonos. O sheyishte revias yayin, or she you should have a revias of yayin, like we learned in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. In note 13, he reviews a couple of points about drinking yayin for Kiddush Makom Suda, and he tells us Ulagabi Eitzazu Shal Shtias Revias Yayin Kosav Shamilund over there, She'ein Lahokil Bazeh El Bishas Atchak. We should only rely on drinking an extra Revias of Yayin for Kiddush Makom Suda only if it's a real Shas Atchak. Amna Meshar Tzion Sham Kosav Shainu Dafka Besuda Shachris. Shar Tzion told us, if you remember, that that's only by the morning Suda, but Suda Talayla Ein Lahokil Bazeh. But one should really not do it in the Friday night Suda, even though the Mishnah Berurah over here is saying to do it by the Friday night Suda. Of course, we also learned earlier that if you can't even make Kiddush Friday night, then you would make up the Kiddush by making it on Shabbos morning. You would make the Friday night Kiddush, and that would count as both the Friday night Kiddush and the Shabbos day Kiddush. That concludes Siman Reish Ayin Dalad.
This is common, assuming the person enjoys, likes bread, right?
Otherwise, we already learned that a person's allowed to even fast if that's his own egg. Right. So it's funny, they write it very strong, but then they go on the other side. Yeah. Now we begin Siman Ayin Reish Hei, Dvarim Ha'asurim Lasos L'Or HaNer B'Shabbos, things that you can't do by the candles on Shabbos. Ein Polin, what does Polin mean? Pirish Levayr Es Hakina Me'abegodim, to de-lice one's garments. Levayr is to remove the lice from the garments. Targum of Bi'arti HaKodesh is Palesi, to remove. The Ein Korin B'Sefer L'Or HaNer, so you can't de-louse your clothing and you cannot read from a sefer by the light of the candles. V'afilu Ein Amotzi B'Fiv, even if you're not having the words come out of your mouth, so we assume it takes less effort if you're not actually reading the words with your mouth, but either way, it would be usher by the candlelight. Shemayata, we're worried you may tilt the oil lamp towards you, bringing the oil closer to the wick, and that would be a problem of Havara on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber tells us, "Afilu gavoa eser komos." Even if the light is 10 stories high, she'eno yochal liga elav, you can't possibly reach it. Shelo chilku chachamim bedavar, it's a low plug, and therefore you can't even read by a light that's 10 stories high. I don't know how much light it's going to be giving off, but apparently it's going to be giving off enough light. So even though it's 10 stories high, you still can't read by it because of a low plug. Umitam ze yesh leser afilu ba'ashashis o kavua b'chor shabakosel. By the same token, you also cannot read by a candlelight, even if it's in a glass encasement or it is set in a hole in the wall. So no matter where it is, even if you lachara can't get to it, still it's a low plug. You can't read by the candlelight on Shabbos. V'chein b'ner shel sha'ava, and the Mechaber ends off and says, so too by a wax candle. We'll see exactly in the Mishnah Berurah what he's referring to by that line. But let's begin the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph. We said you can't read by the candlelight on Shabbos. Sifkat and Aleph, who adin she'ein botkin atzitzis, so too you can't check and make sure that your tzitzis are kosher. V'chol ki agavna dover atzorach iyun, and anything similar that needs investigation, you can't do by the candlelight. Shema yata haner, you may tilt the ner, lohavi hashemen lefi apsila, to bring the oil closer to the wick, kidei she'idlak yofa, in order that it should burn nicer, and that's a problem of havara. There are a couple of interesting notes over here. First of all, we'll see note number 2. We learned earlier that when it comes to wicks and oils that are not very good quality, there we have the same problem. We're worried that you might come to tilt the cup of oil towards the wick to make it light better. There we wrote she'aser l'shtamish l'orim afilu shimish she'enu matzrich iyun. There we said you can't use these lights with the bad wicks or bad oils, even something that does not need special iyun. Haynu mishum she'sham haner atzmo lo dolak yafa. There it's more chomer because there the candle's not, it's not lighting nicely. So it's never good. So even if you're doing something that doesn't need so much iyun, we're worried you might come to tilt it. Therefore, if it doesn't take such great iyun, you still might come to play around with the candle to make it burn better because it's a bad wick or a bad oil. Which is not the case over here. Here it's great candles, great wicks, great oil. Everything's amazing. But still, you can't read by it. And therefore, the problem is only by iyun. Ein lochu shemiyata ela b'davra matzrich iyun. Since here, everything is good. The wicks are good, the oil is good, the fire is burning nicely. Therefore, if it doesn't need iyun, it's going to be mutter, and we only aser if it's something that needs iyun. There's a discussion in the Bir Halacha, how much iyun exactly, but I'm not going to go into that. You can see in the Bir Halacha, there's some notes on that in the first Bir Halacha. Let's look at note number 3, going on shemiyata haner. B'tam gzeira zu hosef b'shalin shuvas haradvaz. The Radvaz gives a reason for this gzeira sheish locho shema yishkach v'yata. You might forget and come to tilt the candle mishum shehatias haner hidover shekala soso. The problem is that tilting the candle is so easy to do, so you might just forget and do it. It takes a second. Aval ein locho shema yichshol b'dover sheish bo tircha. But we're not worried that a person may mess up and do something that involves a burden. For example, what? V'lochein ein lasor likro ba'sefer Torah kidei lagio lo'achar ha'shabbos mechshash sheyavu lichtov. There is no problem to read a Sefer Torah that might need correction after Shabbos. We're not worried if you're reading for the Sefer Torah, you might come to correct the Sefer Torah. We're not worried, we're worried you might tilt the lamp, but we're not worried you might come to correct the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. And the reason is, like he just said, Shari l'shem kach tzarech lavi kul misvidyo. In order to fix the Sefer Torah, you have to go and bring the quill and bring the ink. By the time you get around to that, you'll already remember that it's usher to light. So the whole concern is that all it takes is a little flick of the hand and you're ready over the issa daraisa of bringing the oil towards the wick. That's where rechoshesh. But the sound that you might come to decide you want to fix it now, then you have to go get the kulmus, you get the ink, that we're not worried about because it's a lengthy process, it's a tircha involved, and we're not worried. That's what the Radvaz adds on over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan beis ba'shashis, we said it's also going to be usher, whether it's 10 stories high or it's inside a glass encasement. V'imhi segura b'mafteach, but says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan beis, but if it's locked up with the key, yesh matirim, there are those who are matir to read by that candlelight since it's locked up with a key. The time of the reason is the dafka kishagavoa haner eser komos asru. That's because they only asked when it was 10 stories high. Mishum de darko kein lefa omim kedesh ayideze yiramashe begavoa. Because sometimes a person does use a candle that's very high. He wants to see what's going on high up, so he would put a candle there and he would use that light. Mashe en kein lehaskir, but to lock up the candle. She'ain darko klal. That's not a normal thing to do in lo mishum isra Shabbos, if not for trying to prevent an isra Shabbos. So you're doing a bedavka to prevent the problem. So memela isla hekera. Therefore, there's a recognizable sign v'lo shayach sheyiftach lahatos. And therefore, there's no concern you're going to open it up and you're going to come to tilt it. The whole reason you locked it is only because you want to protect yourself from an isra Shabbos. So there's no concern. The dami lekore perak b'memad likin. That's similar to reading the mishnayos of perak b'memad likin, which we're going to see later in the mechaber. Now that's allowed because you're reading the parak about the isra of doing things with the candles, so we're not worried while you're learning those halachas, you're going to come to fix them. So here also, if you locked up the candle, we're not worried you're going to open it and then fix it because that's good for teaching you that you can't do it. So that is the first shita that says that if it's locked up, it would be okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the fourth line of 108, V'yesh osrin b'chol gavni mishum lo plug. Some say, no, it's still usher. Lo plug is lo plug, and therefore, just like it's 10 stories high, it's usher. If it's locked up inside a glass encasement, it will be usher as well. V'ayin bel yirabe shemitzali lahatir b'shem mosar mafteach lo'adam acher. Shai, I'm sure you were thinking this. There are some who are matir if you give the key to someone else. They're only answering a lo plug if you have the key, so maybe you'll come to do it. But you already gave the key to someone else, so it's out of your control. Could be that would be similar rate to the Radvaz. You know, it'll be a very big tircha to start going and getting the key from the guy. By the time you get it, you'll realize your mistake. The dummy lo omer lechaveiro, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why that would be okay, according to Eli Rabba, is because it's similar to telling your friend, tein daitcha alai shelo ata, please be my guardian that I shouldn't come to tilt the candle. The matir b'sev gimel, I will see in Ritz Hashem tomorrow, that's mutter. Then the Mechaber says, the Mishabura says, Aser likros lor haner biyom b'mekom ha'ofel. This halacha of not reading by candlelight applies just as well on Shabbos day if it's in a dark place. It's not a din in the nighttime, it's a din in the darkness, so if it's dark during the day, you have the same problem of reading by the candlelight. Then the Mechaber told us, v'chein b'ner shel sha'ava. So what the Mishabura here is addressing is that we had two things stated in the Mechaber before. The first is the general halacha, that you can't take off the lights and you can't read by the candles. Shemiyata. And then it said the low plug cases, even if it's 10 stories high, it's in a glass encasement, even there it's going to be usher. Then the Mechaber said, and so too by a wax candle. So you might think that the so too by the wax candle is part of the low plug. So the Mishabura is coming to tell us the v'chein, the ner shel shav is going back in the beginning. That's part of the ikir zera, not part of the low plug, as the Mishabura will say. So the Mishabura says in Sefkaton Gimel, Hai v'chein koya resha. This v'chein, so too, is going back in the beginning of the Mechaber. The bezen nami gozru. This is part of the ikir zera shel likros lefaner, that you should not read in front of a wax candle. The aftu karuch ala psila, even though it's wrapped around the wick, keinero shel shava v'chela shelonu, like our wax candles, v'lo shayach bo shemayata, and there really is no concern that you might come to tilt it. There's a different concern. You might come to do yimchot. What's that? So in the parentheses he writes, sometimes, as you notice, with a wax candle, so the top of the wick starts getting like a coal over there, and it's not a nice flame, so you want to take it off, and then the fire will burn nicer. So that's the concern. By taking that off, you're gonna be extinguishing part of the fire. And therefore, there is an ikir gzeira that was made by a wax candle, but not because of shemayata, rather because of shemayimchot. And that's what the Mishabur is explaining, that the v'chein, the ner shel shava, is going back on the beginning of the mechaber, that it's not part of the low plug, it's part of the ikir gzeira.
Isn't that
mavir? Well, I think it could be, it would also be mavir, but initially it would be mechaber, because you're taking off something that's lit, and the second you're taking it off, it's going to get extinguished. But it could be, you're right, it will also cause the havara to be better on the wick, l'chora. Says the Mishabura Vayter in Sifkot and Dalud, this whole discussion of the wax candle is a very interesting discussion, which we'll see right now. The Habach b'shem Rashal Kosav Dinogu Lahokel Livdo Kalim Vititzis Velikros Eitzel Ner Shal Shava. So after the Mishabura told us in the last Sif why the Mechaber tells us a wax candle is forbidden, he brings down from the Bach b'shem the Rashal that the minog is to be lenient to check Kalim, I guess for the lice, and to check one's tzitzis to see if they're kosher, and to read by a ner shel shava is fine. V'hu adin etzel ner shel chelev, and so too by a candle that's made from fats. V'atam, the reason is the bazel lo shayach shemayate. Like we just mentioned before, there is no concern that you might tilt the candle. Rak shemayimchot, only that you might pull off some of the. You might do a little kibui over there. The kibui, well, this goes against what it would tell, what we were just discussing, but let's leave off Shlomi's question. Let's assume the issue is only kibui. The kibui have a melacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. The reason why they're matir, since it's not a problem of havara, of moving the oil closer of a real shemayata, it's only a problem of you taking off the little coal that developed on top of the wick. It's only a problem of kibui. This would be kibui, that's a melacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, for lohave isura daraisa. And that's on Issa Daraisa, the Chen Kasav Ataz. In note number 11, he explains this. Ubatama Dover Kasav Lakamon, we'll see later on, She'ein Tzorech Lo'odom Be'etzma Kibui. A person doesn't really want to extinguish this fire. Eliyesh Lo Tachlis Acheresh She'ba'avura Mechabe. He has a different agenda. That's why he's doing the Kibui. Uba'ofen She'mechabe Otzim Kedei Lasos Mehem Pechamim. Eitzim, I'm sorry. Oboven shemechabe eitzim kidei lasas men pechomim. When a person is extinguishing wood in order to make coals from it, ha'reiz anel shev kibui atzirich legufa. That's a real kibui melacha atzirich legufa, because you want to make it into coal, so you want to extinguish it. Shekein yesh latzorel be'etzim ha'kibui. There you want etzim ha'kibui, but over here, so Shlomi, I would say to drop differently to avoid your question. I'll readjust my answer. That maybe you're not making it burn better, you're just... You're preventing it from burning worse. In other words, maybe it just doesn't look nice. So taking it off makes it look nicer, but it's not actually adding to the flame. So maybe it wouldn't be a problem of havara. It sounds clearly that the only problem is kibui, and therefore, if it's a melacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, that you don't really want the kibui, you want the fire to burn nicer, you don't want this ichi thing on top, but you don't want the actual coal, so that wouldn't be an issa daraisa, and therefore we're not going to make a gzeira, and therefore they said that it's mutter to read by it. However, umasik ha-magen Avram, the shalol tzarkei shalachmir, the magen Avram comes out, umaskana, that if there's no need, one should be machmir, to ha-yesh omrim de kibui havi malacha da-araisa, because some say, in fact, that kibui would be da-araisa, kemo shakasa beso simen reish lamedalad. And if you look at note 12, he explains that that is a sheet of the Rambam, that's brought on the Shulchan Aruch later on, ha-sover shemalacha she'ena tzricha laguva chayovim aleha. So the Rambam holds that Melacha Sheinat Tzricha L'Gufa isn't Issa D'Araisa. So even though there are some shittas that hold Melacha Sheinat Tzricha L'Gufa is only Asim D'Rabban and therefore they're lenient, the Magen Avraham says that we should be L'Maisa Choshesh for the Rambam, and therefore if it's not a time of need, one should be Machmir because it could involve a D'Araisa. V'ha'el Yerabba Kosa B'Shem Abushe Yom Tov, another interesting factor coming here with a wax candle, the B'ner Shal Sha'ava Shayach Gamken Shemiyata. The Rabbah brings from the B'shem, the Mabushe Yom Tov, by a wax candle, there is also a problem of Shemayata. V'hevi lazeh smuchim medivei HaRamban. He brings a raya from the Ramban. V'chein kosa bebir ha-gra. The Gra writes the same thing. The B'ner shel shava v'hu adin shel chelav shayach gamkein Shemayata. So all these poskim say that there is a gzeira of Shemayata even by a wax candle. So more of a reason to be machmir besides the reason of the Shemayimchot. In fact, there is a problem of Shemayata according to many opinions. But if you look at note number 13, it brings up an interesting discussion. The Av Shekan Kosov Shegam B'ner Shave Yesh Lochu Shemayata. Even though we're coming out over here, that in fact, Lefidu Mechaber, that there would be a problem of Shemayata even by a wax candle. Mikomokom Lagabe Dela Shaner Kavuaba. We're going to see later on, if you have a door that has the candle inside the door, then the Shulchan Aruch writes, She'osar Leposcha Lenola. You can't open and close that door that has a candle inside of it. Mishum chshash atayas Hashem and shebaner, because the oil might get closer to the wick and it might be a problem of yata. But the Rama writes over there, shebaner shall shava mutil of tov and linol. But when it comes to a wax candle in the door, there is no problem of shemayata. You can open it in the door freely. V'tam adover esbar mishavur shana mishavur explains why that's okay. Shebaze in chshash atayya. There's no problem of shemayata when you're opening and closing a door when there's a wax candle in the door. So that's a question. Why over here we're saying there is a problem of Shemayata, and there we're saying there is no problem of Shemayata? The Bir Halacha answers in Reish Samachay, Shekeshachshashu Shemayata Bekavana. When the concern is you might actually physically go and tilt it, then Yesh Lochosh Ledivreim Gabaner Shal Shava. Then it's a concern, like over here. We're worried if you're going to read by a wax candle, you might on purpose come to tilt it. Then it's a real shash. But over there you're opening and closing the door to worry that maybe accidentally, you know, it's going to be a problem of yata. Kigon shayidei nidnud tigrom hatayas haner kemo b'ner kavu b'delah. It's the worry that you might cause it accidentally. Ba'ofen zeh mutter b'ner shel shava mishum she'ein zeh psik reisha. When it comes to an oil candle, so it's a psik reisha, opening and closing the door, the oil is moving around. But a wax candle, it's not a psik reisha, it may not happen. But if you read by the candle, then we're concerned you might do it. So that's why we're machmir over here when it comes to reading by it, that we're worried that you might do it by kavana, and we're not worried over there by opening and closing the door, because there your kavana is not for that, and therefore we assume it's a dovish and a skavin, even if it would happen, it's not where your kavana is, it's not a psik reisha, and therefore it would be okay. He ends off and says, "Lufi chiluk ze bir sham esmash yitra magen Avram lingoa b'ner shava dolek eshu tavli." According to this, he's able to understand the magen Avram who says that you could touch a wax candle while it is lit if it is hanging. V'lo chosha shemayata, and there's no concern like we have by a regular candle that you might come to tilt it. Mishum shesham enu meskaven la'atoya v'lo chen mutu l'choladeos. Over there, you just want to touch it; you're not trying to move it. So when you're in a kavana, it's not to move it, so we're not worried, just like the case of the door, and therefore the Magen Avraham is lenient over there, like the case of the wax candle in the door. The only time we would be machmir is reading by it. There you might need some better light, so you might actively come and tilt it, then there's a concern of Shemayata. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah on the last skinny line. Umikomokom nirali de b'neiros atovim shalonu shekaren starin. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we had this already earlier, that when it comes to our good candles called Starin, Mutter, Likros, Lithnam, Lukuyama, that you can read in front of them according to everyone, Delo Shayach Shemayata. There is no concern of Shemayata by those candles. Rak Bedover Shedarko Lahatos Lefa'amim Bacho Kadesh Yidlok Yafe. There's only a problem of Shemayata by things that sometimes you would tilt during the week to make it burn better. Ubener Starin, but by these candles, Yadua De Ein Sarach Lahatoya Klau La'olam. It is known that they never need to be tilted, they're the best candles. The kol shekein de lo shaya bo shema yimchod, and certainly there's no concern that you're going to pull off a little bit of a coal that has developed on top of the wick. The oro tzolul ma'od ve'ein tzara klal azet, such a clear flame, and therefore there's absolutely no concern for this. I'd like to see two more notes before we end. The first one is note number 15. Umispar midvarav, it is clear from the Mishabur over here, sha'af shelo chilku chachomim b'mokom ha'nochas ha'neiros l'inyeh chshah shemiyateh. Even though when it comes to where the candles are located, it could be 10 stories high, as we saw. It could be inside a glass encasement. There's still a concern of shemiyata. Kemavur b'shochnar shagazru gabu munochem begova rava keyotzi baza mikomakom b'neiros atzman chulku. However, when it comes to the different type of candles, there they were mechalik. Okay, she'en chshash atoya lo gazru. So that's clear. The Mishavu is telling us straight up, when you have this special kind of candle, the starin, so there's no chshash of shemiyata, so we don't say low plug over there. The low plug is only by a candle that it normally applies to, even if it's very high, so you might not reach it, there's a low plug. But if you have a great quality candle, you're not going to come to a tilt, then for sure, we would not say that it's a problem. Now, if we go backwards, I want to read a note from the Bir Halacha without reading the Bir Halacha. But it's a very lemaisa shaila, and that is note number 9. It's back on the cross and page nun dalid. Umenoras chashmal sheyeshna efsharus l'shanas ba es otzemes haor. This is an electric light that has the possibility of dulling it and making it brighter and duller. The ones that you turn, the lights that you turn, that you can make the light brighter and less bright. So is that a problem of shemayata? You might come to make the light higher. So Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, Shemutr likro la'ora, you are allowed to read by that light. V'lo choshashim shema yishana es otzemes ha'or. We're not worried you might change the strength of the light by raising it. K'shem shehitir ha'bir alocha, v'shem ha'mizgeres ha'shulchan likro la'ora menoras neft. Just like the Bir Halacha discusses that you're allowed to read by a candle that's made out of neft, which is a bad smelling oil. Mishum she'ein derech ora le'ismait, it doesn't normally go down. See, also, it doesn't normally go down. It doesn't go down by itself, and therefore you are allowed to read by it. But then he brings some other reasons that are very interesting. The ode, and furthermore, shelo chashashu b'ner el hashem yisakin as hashemen hakayim. The concern always by a candle is only you might fix up the oil that is there now. V'yevienu el piapsila. The concern is the oil that's in the cup right now. You might tilt it. You might tilt the cup to get the oil to get closer to the existing oil. The lo shema Yosef shemen achir. It's never a concern. You might come to add new oil from the outside. Vishinui otzemes haor nechshav kosefa shemen laner. Says the Shlomo Zalman that adjusting an adjustable light to make it stronger is like bringing oil from the outside. It's bringing something that's not existing, and we don't make a gzeira over there. Vahosu b'shmir Shabbos kilchasa shemikol makom l'maisa tov yase im yichase es hamatag bo'od yom. It'll be better to cover the switch while it's still day on Friday. V'lo yismoch al heter zeh. Even though he holds be'etzem his mutter, it's better not to rely on it than to cover it. Ukumo shehisik ha'bir alocha l'gabi menoras neft. Just like the bir alocha comes out, then you should put up a sign. We'll see a quote in the next part of the note. Put up a sign. It's Shabbos today. So there's a makor for those things they sell to cover the light switches that say Shabbos. But if Shlomo Zalman holds that Mikra Din, it would be mutter to read by a candlelight or something that is an adjustable light. It's not a problem because that's similar to oil that's coming from the outside. And also, it doesn't normally go down on its own. But, Me'iduch, on the other hand, the Shalosh Shivas Or Letzion writes, Sheyesh lesar likra lo'or menorah zu, that one should in fact ask the reading by such candles. Shema yishanes el tzemes ha'or, we are concerned that you might adjust the light. Aval atzorach limra Torah yesh lahokil. However, when it comes to learning Torah, you can be lenient. Ukedivri ha-mizgeres ha-shulchan lagabi menorah neft. Just like the mizgeres ha-shulchan is matir in the Bir Halacha by neft. V'chein da'as rav al-yoshev. Sha'osar likra lo'or menorah zu, that it's also to read by such a light. Unless you have a sign in front of it saying today is Shabbos, like the Bir Halacha brings down by this menorah's neft. Rav Nissen Karelitz, such a light is also part of the gzeira. Ubirani explains, even though it's true, like Shlomo Zalman says, that we're not worried you might bring outside oil to add to your candle, or you might light other electric lights, in this exact light, the possibility is right there in front of you to change the strength of the light. The Eitzar Losa Balemi Bechutz, you don't have to add anything from the outside, but Lochini Bechlal Gzeira. Therefore, says in this Nikrel, it's not like a Shul Mazalman, it would be part of the Gzeira, and it would be usher to read by a light that's adjustable by an adjustable light, unless you cover it with something that says Shabbos Hayom. I would guess, even if it doesn't say Shabbos Hayom, why else would you be covering it? If you're covering a Dafka for Shabbos, Lochar would be the same thing. If it has a flower on it, it would be the same thing. I assume it's Lav Dafka. But we'll stop here, and we'll continue weiter with Siv Beis tomorrow. That's a show.